Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Garrett, your first impressions of the iPhone XS and the iPhone XS Max and the third part that Apple introduced today?
Yeah, it's just it's another great advancement in the iPhone technology with the water resistant, the faster chips, the iPhone screen. Really, the iPhone XS Max is really going to start competing with the iPad Mini.
What is it about the screen that you like about?
The XS Max is the 6.5-inch edge-to-edge screen. It's the Super Retina HD display, so the colors are vibrant. The size is, you know, pretty darn good and getting pretty close to that iPad Mini size, so really you can almost condense down to one device rather than having to carry an iPad with you, too.
How much different is the iPhone XS compared to the iPhone X that was introduced previously?
It's got the new A12 chip, which, you know, come out the new phone, a new chip hits it, and it's considered to be twice as fast. It's got the larger and better camera, improved Face ID, and water resistance up to 2 meters or 6 feet for up to 30 minutes. So the water resistance itself is getting even better.
For someone who may be thinking about upgrading to an iPhone X or an iPhone XS, would you say that the iPhone XS is drastically different than the iPhone X? Would you recommend the iPhone XS over the iPhone X?
They're drastically different depending on what you're doing. If you're, you know, a photographer, the built-in camera into the XS and the speed would be a welcome addition. You know, for the average user, the iPhone 10 is going to be great. The XS Max itself has a larger battery, so you get, you know, more runtime. It really depends on what your specific function is. Everyday use, the 10 and the XS and the XS Max is going to be that much of a difference for you. But if you're high usage, you know, photography, taking a lot of pictures, then it's definitely a great upgrade.
The cost of the iPhone XS, has that been introduced at all? And if not, what do you anticipate the price to be?
They did. It's the XR starts at $749. The other models, $1099. It goes all the way up to a 512-gig XS match. My guess is those are going to be right around, you know, $1599. Really pushes people to use the iPhone upgrade program because you can get into, you know, the iPhone X with, you know, accidental damage covers for roughly about $50 a month.
How excited are you to see the new iPhone XS series?
I'm excited just to go up to the 6.5 inch. I have the original iPhone X. I don't mind the edge screen, but going up to a little bit bigger phone. So, like I said earlier, I could ditch my iPad and my Microsoft Surface as, you know, a welcome addition.
A little bit about the Apple Watch. Your thoughts on that?
To me, the greatest addition of the Apple Watch itself is the ECG, the heart monitoring. Both my father and my father-in-law are going through atrial fibrillation now, and actually the Apple Watch 4 can detect those abnormal heart rhythms, alert them to them, and it's basically, you know, being able to walk around with a heart monitor on your wrist all the time.
And how helpful can that be for someone who may be older in age, still wants to get around?
Yeah, the heart monitoring is fantastic. They're adding fall detection. So, I mean, if you think about the old days of life alert and pendants around your neck, the Apple Watch can detect a fall, and if you don't move for a minute, it will automatically dial 911 for you.
And that has to be helpful for those, not just the elderly, but those who, you know, may want to work out. I would imagine the heart monitor on that will help with your workouts.
Yeah, the workouts, the long battery life, the accelerometer and everything's all been improved in the Apple Watch 4 with the larger face. So it's definitely a, you know, better all-around workout companion. The water resistance is nice for those that are rowers. The battery life will get you through if you run an entire marathon. It'll track your progress through an entire marathon now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.